Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. Still got it. You know, that Easter proclamation is certainly quite comforting on this day as we remember all of those who have died in Christ, especially those who are especially near and dear to our hearts. Christ is risen indeed, and not only is he risen from the dead, victorious over that great enemy of death, never to die again, but he also reigns supreme, even as we speak, at the right hand of the Father. The Lamb who once was slain has begun his reign. He has taken the throne. Behold, look and see what kind of love Father has given to you. That because of Christ's cross and tomb, you are called children of God. So you are. For what God speaks actually comes to pass. To be called his child by him is in fact to be his child. And so you are righteous. You are holy. You are set apart. You are saints. Now, of course, we know that this should not be the case. You know that the last term that should be applied to you is the term saint. If you don't believe me, maybe ask your spouse, or ask your brother, or sister, or your sibling. After all, we know our hearts. And we know our works. I mean, aren't saints the ones who have done great and magnificent and even miraculous works? Aren't they the ones whose hearts gush with love beyond what the run-of-the-mill Christian can muster? I mean, these are the Mother Teresas, the John Paul II's, the Francis of Assisi's, and all the rest. No, your heart and mine, your works and mine, we couldn't possibly measure up to giants like them. They are the saints, and their works prove it. But of course, that's the problem, isn't it? That we're so concerned about looking at ourselves and looking at others and then seeing how we measure up, right? And the only measure that we have is that of our works, for only God can see the heart. But dear friends in Christ, if it is our works and the disposition of our hearts that make us saints or not, then none of us. Not Mother Teresa, not John Paul II, or any of the rest. None of us. Because to be a saint is not first to do something, but rather to have something done to you. And that something is the love of God in Christ alone. I mean, just look at how St. Paul deals with the topic of saints. Just look at these examples of who he calls saints. Romans 1, verse 7, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, to the church of God that is at Corinth, who, by the way, was no bastion of good works. To the church of God who is at Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints. Together with all those who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Philippians 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi. Colossians 1, verse 2. To the saints and the faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Not to mention that all of these examples are written by Saint Paul, who himself admits that his righteous works count for nothing but rubbish. And that's the nice way of putting it. It's more like the brown stuff on the bottom of your shoe. That's your righteous works. I mean, notice how every time Paul speaks about saints in these examples, he connects it either with love shown by God, or faith in Christ Jesus, which is a gift, or being in Christ, which is baptismal language. Behold, look and see what kind of love the Father has given to you, that you should be called children of God. And so you are. For God has declared it to be so. And how does it happen? Well, Christ is risen. Oh, come on. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Indeed, Christ has died for you. He has risen for you, and his full cross and his empty tomb rob you of your good works, so that they mean nothing before God. And you no longer must look to them to know God's love. There is nothing that you can say or do or think to make God love you anymore. There is nothing you can say or do or think to make him love you any less. Behold, look and see what kind of love the Father has given to you, that you should be called children of God, and so you are. Not because you deserve it, not because you earned it, but simply because in Christ he declares it to be so. Now this is comforting, not only for us as we consider God's love toward us in Christ, but also as we consider his love toward our loved ones who have died in Christ. In Revelation chapter 7, we get this beautiful picture of the church triumphant, right? The countless host from every tribe and nation and language with palm branches in their hands and the songs of victory on their lips. They have come out of this great tribulation that we are living in. The suffering and brokenness of this sin-wrought world, but they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They have washed their robes and made them pure white in the Lamb's blood. You see, they are covered. You are covered. Not with a robe of good works, which is frankly tattered and threadbare, but with the robe of Christ's blood. The Lamb who has been slain, but has risen victorious over sin and death. Behold, look and see what kind of love the Father has given to you, that he doesn't deal with you according to your sin, but according to his mercy in the blood of Jesus. You know, one of the marks of saints in Christ, whether alive or dead, is that we rest. We rest. Whether living or dead, we rest in peace. Not because we rest in our good works, but because by faith we rest in Christ. And we do that. We do that in the midst of our sin, in the midst of our suffering, even in the face of our very own death. We can rest in peace, precisely because one day we will rise in glory. And so we rest and we wait with all the saints who have gone before, with all the saints sitting here today. We wait for that glorious day of Christ's return when death is overturned, when graves are emptied, and death finally loses its sting, when that countless host arrayed in white from every tribe, from every nation, speaking all kinds of languages, gathers around the throne of the Lamb in his never-ending kingdom, and we cry out, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Behold, look and see what kind of love the Father has given to you, that in Christ alone you are saints, children of God. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.